The attacks in Iraq have accelerated and become more severe. Monday's suicide bomb at Red Cross headquarters in Baghdad and other attacks killed 35 people and wounded about 230 others. Aid organizations are scaling back their work in Iraq, and U.S.-led forces are reassessing security measures. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with two defense policy experts about U.S. options in Iraq.
Lawrence Korb is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and was Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Reagan. Anthony Cordesman is a national security scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He worked in the Defense Department under Presidents Nixon and Ford. Korb disagrees with President Bush's assessment of the recent attacks.
Basically, he was saying that bad news is good news. I mean, if you go back, they said we'd be greeted as liberators. Don Rumsfeld said we'd be down to 30,000 troops by the end of the year. And then when things didn't go well, they started blaming the media. They kept saying, well, the media is only reporting the negative stuff. We even had the incredible scene of a commander having troops sign form letters home to their various newspapers. And now he's gone one step further and is saying bad news is good news.
Anthony Cordesman?
I think that they are obviously spinning a difficult problem politically. I don't think we should overreact to the incidents of the last few days, but we still have serious problems in several critical areas. We don't have enough people on the ground to provide protection. The reality is we have to defend a country the size of California against enemies who have weapons with ranges of several miles is simply totally unrealistic. We're never going to stop this range of attacks entirely unless we can get the support of the Iraqi people. We have counterinsurgency forces, which are good, but we have a very weak intelligence effort with serious problems in terms of language skills, area expertise, and basic organization. And finally, for all the rhetoric, we were almost totally unprepared for the scale of nation building, both politically and financially.
Larry Korb, is there anything the United States can do right now that it's not doing to bring security and stability to Iraq?
Well, you may be almost even too late to do this. You've got to internationalize this by allowing that military command, which would still be commanded by the United States but report to the United Nations, so it would be a UN force. And the hope for that, it would not be seen as just a Western occupation, and you would get more troops in there than you are getting now. We keep dancing around that, but I think you've got to really go ahead and do that once and for all.
Anthony Cordesman, what would you prescribe for U.S. policy at this point that could possibly bring some more stability to Iraq?
We don't have a vast range of options. We need to press ahead with the aid effort. The one thing we can't afford to do is have this politicized in the Congress. We really have to provide the flow of money without challenges and issues. If we don't give people what they want, the need at this point, the problems are going to get a lot worse in the short term.
The president in his Rose Garden press conference on Tuesday said, quote, "We're not leaving." Is that the right approach at this point, or are there any conditions under which the U.S. should simply say, this is a mess, we better get out of here?
I don't think we can leave, because if we would leave, we would have made a bad situation worse. You would undermine American credibility. You'd have instability in a part of the world that's very important to us strategically. So, no, there's no way we can walk away from this.
Anthony Cordesman?
I don't think leadership here consists of variations on the theme of bring it on. If I have a criticism of what the president is saying, it is rather than constantly iterating what we are trying to do for the Iraqi people, he tends to make this a confrontation with the Iraqi opposition. We need to be honest. We need to talk about the problems. We need to prepare the American people. But let me say that there are exit strategies here, and we need to start thinking about them now. If we should create a climate where, rather than tolerance and some hostility, the Iraqi people as a whole want us out, then we have effectively lost the peace and won the war, and we don't have much choice. That's an exit strategy. The United States can lose, and the fastest way it can lose is basically to ignore what the Iraqis want and try to impose its own ideological solutions.
Anthony Cordesman is a scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Lawrence Korb is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.